This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 595, How to Break Out of the Most Boring Q&A in English. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, where you'll finally get real native English conversation and fluency for business and life. We believe in connection, not perfection, when it comes to learning English. Now, here are your hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA.
Are you still saying, "How are you? I'm fine." If you are, then we'll show you how to break out of this boring robotic cycle today and start connecting with people using better questions and answers.
All Ears English is sponsored by Indeed. If you're in charge of hiring at your company, you know that the key to making a great hire is having one easy place to go to find great candidates. That's why we love Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every single day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on All Ears English. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What's up, Michelle? How you doing?
I'm good, Lindsay. How are you?
Well, I'm glad you didn't just say, "I'm fine," because that would be boring.
That would. I mean, people say it all the time, but like, are we really always just fine? Like, there has to be something more exciting to say, right?
I know. Of course, we're not always just fine. And our listeners are at the level where they should not be saying, "I'm fine." I mean, that's something that, you know, when I was teaching in Japan, that was the phrase that they were taught. And that was what kids were taught too, right? It's like, "How are you?" "I'm fine," right? You learned how to do that. We would dance around the kids' room and we would learn that. But once we move beyond the beginner intermediate level, guys, you should not be saying, "I'm fine." You sound like a robot, and we are not here to sound like robots.
Well, I think there are two ways to look at it. I think that "I'm fine" is great, but I think it's important to like now really spice it up, right? I think that there is so much more that you can say besides just "I'm fine." And we've talked about this on the show before, but I really wanted to go a little bit more into it, right? When we say "how are you," you know, we've talked about how it's really just kind of a part of our cultural script and you're not really answering with how you really are. So there's that. But there are also some extra things that you can say, and there are different ways to ask people the same question, just to make it a little bit more nuanced, give you a little bit more variety with the simple everyday question.
Exactly, Michelle. So today, guys, we're going to give you four mini role plays, small role plays, where we give you something different to say instead of "how are you," and a different response instead of "I'm fine." So we're getting away from "how are you? I'm fine," and we're getting into different variations. And I'm sure that you've heard this on this show before. When we open the show, we probably use some of these, but today's episode is really going to focus in on them. So you have a resource to go back to so you can choose from any of these. Okay. So let's just jump into it, Michelle. What is the first replacement for "how are you?" What could we say instead of that?
Well, Lindsay, I'm glad you asked. You could say, "what's going on?"
Yeah, "what's going on" or "what's going on?" I mean, some people will drop off the G at the end of "going" to be more casual, right?
Right.
And again, this is not something that I would like walk into my boss's office and say, "what's going on?" You know,
right.
It's kind of more friendly.
That's a good point. Yeah, this is like, you know, for your friends and things like that. Maybe not for a boss.
Yeah, or maybe on the phone. You know, I definitely have had friends call me and I'll be like, "what's going on?" to start off the conversation, kind of saying, "why are you calling me?"
Yeah. That's true. That's a good point.
Yeah. So let's do a quick role play. And then we have another way to respond, getting away from I'm fine. We'll show you guys a new way to respond. Okay. To say that you're doing well. So here Absolutely. We go.
All right. Hey, Lindsay, what's going on?
Not too much, Michelle. Things are going well on my end.
Awesome. Glad to hear it. How's work going?
Okay. So in this episode, guys, in addition to showing you replacements for how are you and I'm fine, we're going to show you how you might veer that conversation into a direction. Okay. Just one possible direction to one topic. I know that that's something that you guys really struggle with is what topics do I ask about? Right. And work is a common topic. Work is a big part of our lives. It may sound boring and it may be boring, but if the person responds quickly with a bored answer, then you can veer the topics to something else or they can do that. But that's a go-to topic that you could ask about. Okay.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So that's a good one. What's the next one, Lindsay?
Okay. So I just want to go back to that first one and just reiterate. That's okay. So the response for I'm fine, instead of saying I'm fine, what did I say, Michelle? I said,
you said things are going well on my end. I like that on my end.
And I bet this one is new for our listeners. So I want to highlight this one. You know, this is pretty native. It's pretty natural. I would encourage you guys to try it, right? I mean,
yeah,
Michelle,
things are going well in my area. Things are well, you know, like for me, but on my end, that's kind of a very conversational, nuanced way to say for me, right?
Very nuanced. I hear my friends use this all the time. Very typical. So guys, insert that into your conversation. Okay. So let's go on to the next one, Michelle. So what's the next replacement for how are you?
The next one is, how's everything?
Okay, good. And and in this case, in this conversation, the person is not doing so well, right?
Okay.
So we'll show you guys how to carry the topic there in that case. So here we go. So, hey, Michelle, how's everything?
I could be better, actually.
Oh, yeah? What's up? Anything you want to talk about? Okay,
good. So I like this. I think it's important to like focus on the relationship between the two people in this. You know, like this is not like you're passing someone in the hall and you say, oh, I could be better, actually. Like if you're just like walking in your office, you know, and you're walking, you know, quickly past someone, you're not going to say, I could be better, actually, because they're going to be like, they're not going to know what to do with it.
That's right. No, that's a very good point. I mean, and that goes back to things that we've talked about on this show with American culture. You need to know when to open up. Open up with the right people. Don't open up with the wrong people. Otherwise, they're just not going to talk to you again.
Yeah, they're going to feel uncomfortable. Like, okay. I mean, but this is good, you know, like for someone who you're close to or, you know, if you're getting lunch with a friend or something like that. I mean, I think that that's when this is appropriate. I mean, unless you're like, you know, you kind of walk into your coworker's office and they say, how's everything? You say, maybe you're feeling a little sick. You could say this like, oh, I could be better. Actually, I have a cold, right?
Yeah, if it influences them in the day and the workday. But I think the other thing that we need to keep in mind here is time. I mean, American culture, especially in the business space, is very kind of schedule-based, task-based time frame. It's not so much, this is a huge generalization, but I know that some studies that I read in graduate school had looked at, in general, American culture, many workplaces are more task-based and time-oriented rather than relationship-oriented. Again, big broad brush stereotype, but many times you'll find that. So if you bring up this topic that, you know, I could be better, actually, obviously you want to talk about it. And maybe that person needs to run off to a meeting and the person can't be late for the meeting. So let's be mindful of people's schedules and be mindful of your relationship with the other person. Right.
I completely agree. Yeah. These are, you know, just parts of being aware of things beyond the language.
Totally. Exactly. It goes way beyond the language. And that's how we connect, right? That's how we build connection, not perfection, and how we succeed in a new culture, being aware of the culture, not just the language. So good. Okay. We've gone on our spiel now. Let's move into the next two, Michelle. So what's the next replacement for how are you?
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The next replacement is, how's life treating you?
Oh, how's life treating you? I like it. I like it. And I bet our listeners don't know it. So that is a good one. That's a really good one. Actually, I love this one. I like it too.
It sounds like life, you know, we're like making life like a person, you know, like
it's
how's,
cool.
you know, yeah, it's like, how is it behaving towards you? Right.
I really like it. It's kind of fun. It's friendly. It's familiar. Although it could be used when you talk to someone who's not necessarily that close to you, but it gives you a bit of a friendly air, you know? So let's see how it sounds in a conversation. So here we go. So, hey, Michelle.
Hey, Lindsay. How's life treating you?
Oh, it's good. It's good. I can't complain. You?
Yeah, I'm doing all right. Did you get to go swimming at all this summer?
Okay, nice.
I don't know why I want to ask about swimming, but I'm just curious.
Talking about swimming a lot today. I did go swimming in Stowe, and I went swimming last weekend twice, by the way, in the ocean. So,
oh, nice. There you go. Thank you for answering.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
So your response, instead of I'm fine, you said I can't complain.
Oh, you
I
said
like
it.
That
yeah,
too.
That was you.
I said that. Yeah, I like that too.
Also, one of the things, I think that people do this a lot. I mean, let me know what you think. Repeating these short phrases, like, and just, instead of just saying, it's good. I think a lot of times somebody might say like, oh, it's good. It's good. Double time.
Yeah. And I think people do that maybe just to kind of fill awkward space, empty space.
Yes.
It's good.
Yes,
it's good.
Or like, kind of it's fine. Everything's fine. You know, like people just like will repeat themselves.
That's true. That's very true. I see that more for women than for men. I think that's a bit of a gendered thing. But yeah, no, you're right. I do that too. Yeah. It feels like you're not exactly sure where to go next in the conversation. So you say, oh, it's good. It's good. You know, nodding your head a little bit, probably, singing rhythm. Yeah. Cool. Okay. Very, very natural English here today. So good. Okay. Next one. Michelle.
And you said also, I can't complain, right? Which I don't know if we've taught on this show before. I think we may have, but guys, I can't complain. Like that's like saying like, everything's fine. It's another way to say everything's fine. And I actually think that one's very natural, but I think we may have talked about it before, but I think it's a good one.
I like that one too.
And also I said, sorry.
No, I was going to say, I think it's a great one. And I also think we should remember that we can take off the I, right? You could say, oh, it's good. It's good. Can't complain. You,
right?
We could, because we've talked about that this week a bit. Last week, taking off that first subject, we could take that off and sound more natural. Okay, good.
Yeah. And then I also said, you asked about me. So I said, I'm doing all right. So, you know, that's also another way that you can say it's fine. To me, this sounds like more on the downside of fine. Like, I don't know. Do you agree?
What, on the downside, like you're not doing well? Or
like, if you say I'm all right, I think it sounds like, I think it sounds like a little bit less than good. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think it's kind of like, oh, you know, I'm getting by, right? I'm getting
by.
Maybe you're struggling with something, but you're kind of surviving. You're
right. It might be like, I think it might be what you say if you don't want to be like, everything's great, right? But you just want to, nothing like too bad is going on. So you just say, I'm doing all right. Like it could just be conversational. Yeah. You could be doing great, but I think I don't know. That's just what makes me think.
I think you're right. Yeah, I think it's kind of, you may say it with a more mellow tone of voice, a bit of a flatter tone of voice. Yeah, I'm doing all right. I'm doing all right.
Yeah,
that's it.
And then what's the last one, Lindsay?
Okay, so the last one we can say is, how have you been, right? How have you been? Okay, I like that one. And let's jump into it. So here we go.
Right. Hey, Lindsay, how have you been?
Oh, I couldn't be better. I had such a nice summer, and I really got a lot done for All Ears English.
Oh, that's so great. I'm really happy to hear about that. Are you going to the barbecue on Sunday?
Okay, good. So that's how you veer it into the next topic. So I like that. So how have you been? Great one. As you said, Michelle, if you haven't seen the person in a while.
Right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So I think that one's, you know, really good. And I think, you know, when to transition, I think it's important that you comment on how the other person is. Like you just told me something about All Ears English. It would have been really weird if I just was like, okay, are you going to the barbecue? You know, like, it's important to kind of make a little comment on what the person said. If it's something if it's something outside of, I'm fine.
Oh, so something like, you might say, okay, I say, oh, I got a lot done for All Ears English. You might say something like, oh, I'm glad to hear that, or that's
right.
Great.
Right.
Okay. Good point. I think you're right. We need to acknowledge, like, people want to know that they're being heard. There's nothing worse than having someone constantly veering the subject away from what you're trying to say. So we want to listen for what's below what people are saying. Are they trying to say something important to you, but are you just missing it? You know, that can happen sometimes. Yeah.
Right. That's a good point. Yeah. So, a lot of different ways to ask this question and a few different ways to answer, guys, just to spice it up, to make it a little bit more interesting rather than how are you? I'm fine. I think it's been good.
I think this has been good. This episode turned out very good. And again, guys, as Michelle said, veer away, take a chance, get out of the cycle of how are you? I'm fine. If you're still saying that, then you're not improving. And I don't like that. I don't like to hear it. It just sounds very robotic to me. And we don't make connections with robots. And our slogan here, our belief here is connection, not perfection. That's why we do this show, guys, to help you connect with people. And no one wants to connect with a robot. So stop using that. Use one of these four phrases, and you'll be good to go when you're speaking English with new people. Okay. So go ahead and grab. Absolutely, Michelle. And grab the transcripts, guys, from today, allearsenglish.com/transcripts. And let's keep getting better in English, guys.
All right. Okay, Lindsay. Well, thank you so much.
All right. Awesome. Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, follow our show wherever you listen to podcasts to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.